we're going to cut through the fog. How are we doing, Charles and Charles?
But well, we're doing good. I don't know. It's not London, or I'd sing, "It's a foggy day in London town." You know, it's just, it's beautiful out there. I woke up this morning, and, you know, my wife sleeps in on Saturdays, and I said, "Babe, you got to look at this." And I opened the curtains just so she could see, because it was really thick. And it was just a gorgeous sight to be able to see that.
Yeah. But it does have some issues with clarity if you're trying to see very far down the road.
Like beyond your hand?
Yeah.
Well, it keeps the speeders down. You know, you're not going to want to drive through those mountainous areas or the wooded areas really fast, or you won't see a deer.
Yeah. You know,
I was watching for them heavy this morning because they like the foggy days. They get out and about. But anyways, it's good to be back, and we haven't been together in a while, and I think people are probably wondering if we're still a team. We're still here.
We are. Yeah. We're still working at it.
Yeah. And you took over last week. I had to run out and be with my mama. She passed away. And it was a blessed time because we got to all of the siblings hold her hand and pray her through. Mm-hmm. You know, she was a godly woman, so she was ready to go. And she just told the doctor at one point, she says, "I'm ready to go home." And he said, "Ma'am, I've told you, we can't let you go home. Your lungs are too bad." She goes, "Oh, you don't understand what I mean." Yeah. She goes, "I'm ready to go home to heaven. I'm done with this. So just unplug me from that oxygen. Let's just do this." And so she is such a strong woman, and she was ready, you know, and we held her hands through it. They sedated her a little bit. You know, she went to sleep and then passed away. But It was a hard time for the family, but, you know, when you stop and think about all the things that we go through in this lifetime, you know, we're all going to encounter those types of things at some point. Mm-hmm. And it was just nice to see someone as strong as she was that was ready to go home and meet her maker, to ready to go home and be done with all the pain and so forth. You know, she drugged oxygen around with her for 3-4 years, you know, so it was kind of nice to see that part gone, you know, all the mm-hmm. suffering there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got to be there.
I am too. It was an emergency thing. I just had to be there, you know, and she wouldn't go until I was there and got to hold her hand. She and I were very close. I never missed a day ever since I was a young man ever to not call my parents at least every single day. And if I couldn't call them, I would text them or something, you know, just to let them know that I was thinking about them every single day. And so it was hard because even when I got home, I sometimes would text. I go, "Oh, no, I can't text Mom. My dad's got her phone. I can't text her." But I just always was so in the habit of just sending her my love, you know.
Yeah.
But, that's
great.
We're just glad to be here today, you know, with all the technology things. I was going to call you at one point, Charles, on the weekend. I had a computer issue. You know, I was sitting at home, and my wife and I sat down. We were going to have dinner, and I said, "You know, let's just watch something on TV," which, you know, it was just something to do. We were just the two of us alone there, so we turned on the TV. Couldn't get any internet signal on the TV. It just kept saying, "No internet, no internet." So I thought, well, that's kind of crazy. So I'd get on my phone, and it would show the internet link, mm-hmm. you know, that you were on. You had the Wi-Fi on. But for some reason, nothing would connect. And every time I would hit an app of something, you know, that I have saved or whatever, it would just come up and say, you're experiencing someone trying to steal your credentials. And then it wouldn't let me in. So I was like, what in the world? Somebody hacked my machine. And so we went through this for several hours. And finally, I told my wife, I said, "Let's call AT&T and see what's going on." So she got on her app, and immediately it said, you know, there was an outage in the area.
Right, yeah.
But why it was giving us those weird things was beyond me, because we have a pretty good firewall, so I don't know what was going on there. But
there's so many apps on those phones now that come with it or get loaded with the operating system that, they slip stuff in without really saying anything about them. So, yeah, you get those little surprises where it pops up and tells you one thing or another. Yeah, you can't help but wonder, okay, is this legit or not?
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of people ask me about that. Says, well, is this real or not? You know, like, for example, this last couple of weeks, several people ask me. It says, okay, I get this message. It says it's from Microsoft, and it says my Outlook password has expired, and I need to change it.
Yeah.
And they were all bogus. They were coming from you know, Timbuktu. It wasn't coming from Microsoft.
Yeah.
So people are actually trying to get you to put in your old password, which essentially gives them access to your email.
They're so cunning, you know. It's just amazing.
Yeah, they look so real.
Yeah, because I got one of those too, and I was thinking, wait a minute, I don't even remember my Microsoft password. Thank God I didn't, because I was going to put it in there. And then I got to thinking, wait a minute, maybe I shouldn't put that in until I find out who really is sending this. But when I pulled everything up, it looked authentic.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. Yeah. It ended up being a scam because I dealt with Microsoft directly.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, about a year ago, Microsoft actually got their system hacked. So all of a sudden there's email coming from Microsoft.com, which wasn't Microsoft.com. So that caused a lot of confusion.
Oh, yeah.
Because I tell a lot of people, okay, look to see where it's from. Because when you click on the email on who it's coming from, you can usually see the details. It'll be, you know, either Microsoft.com or somebody else. And when it's somebody else, that's when it's typically a scam.
There was another thing I was going to bring up about that same thing. You know, a lot of times when people, you know, you need to check all your devices that you have plugged into your Wi-Fi. What is actually connected to your own system? Because sometimes you don't know that somebody may be around you connecting into your internet. If your firewall is not really good, you may be sharing a lot of your internet. If it's really running slow, you feel like you're just being overtaxed, you may want to check that. And I was looking, and somebody had asked me about that one day, and I found this program that they had that was an IP. It searches your IP address.
Yeah, it's like an IP scanner.
That's what it was, an IP scanner. And what it does, it goes out and searches all the devices that are on your network so you can look at them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you may have somebody next door that's got some kind of a Wi-Fi controlled light in their garage that's using it, you know, who's piggybacking up off of yours. I have a router extender, and I don't know, the security should be the same as your regular router. They should be able to access it.
It should.
Yeah. So, you know, I always worry about that. So I go and check, you know, maintain that periodically in my IP. You can get into your management of that, your router management. You know, it's going to have just for you, you know, administration deal. And you can go in there and see what all's connected. Because I know every device that should be connected. Now, when my boys are home, they all have their own phones and tablets and things like that. I can't keep up with all the stuff those guys have. But primarily, when it's just my wife and I know what's on that router.
Well, that's why you should put a password on there. And you should always change the administrator password. Because, you know, there's a default one, which people can actually use to access your router. And then they can change whatever they want. So, yeah, I would change that first. And then make sure that, you know, because you can have a guest connection and you can have your regular Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah.
And then even you can have like 2.4 or 5 gigahertz, you know, the bandwidth can change. And so you need to set the passwords for those, because if you don't, yeah, you leave yourself open and exposed.
Yeah, and you don't want to be. I mean, you know,
no.
When you experience that thing where, you know, you have a lag, And you're wondering, hey, I only have a couple devices here, but you've got this serious lag in your internet. Somebody's probably sharing some of your internet, so you definitely need to check that IP.
Yeah, that's why I like getting into my routers and looking for that very thing. Because I like actually going into the details and finding out, okay, what countries are trying to access, you know, my connections. Because, you know, a lot of people, they don't realize, hey, you know, it's like you're out in the ocean. There's a lot of places that can connect. And the way they do it is they're looking for vulnerabilities. Like, for example, a lot of the cheap Chinese electronics, they had back doors that they didn't tell anybody about.
Yeah.
That's why I think the Hikvision cameras were basically banned from government buildings. Not that it kept them from being hacked, but it helped.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you have equipment like that, that's the challenge with buying cheap electronics, you know, because security... It's almost like an afterthought. You know, they'll add that. Well, what about the stuff that's in there? Because they, you know, they're cutting corners by, well, we'll just have a back door that we can always use. Well, it'd be okay if you knew, but, you know, if you have somebody all of a sudden accessing your
system without you knowing. Sure. And let me ask you a question after the break, because I know he's going to need to take one. I've got a question about that.
All righty, we'll take that break and we'll be back with more Tech Talk after this 1 minute timeout.
Hi, this is Pastor Jinx Barber from Dewey United Methodist Church. Our country's been through a lot in the last few months, but one thing is certain, you are not alone, and God is here. We at Dewey United Methodist Church want to invite you to join us every Sunday to worship with us right here on KRIG 104.9 or on our Facebook page, Dewey United Methodist Church. Together, we can spread a positive message in these trying times.
Listen to Dewey United Methodist Church Sunday at 11 a.m. on KRIG 104.9.
Don't start your day informationally distant.
Get up close to get the latest news.
An earful of information.
It has to be based on this fact.
K1 Morning News. I'm Tom Davis. Join us each and every weekday at 6 a.m. Phil Weaver has your weather and entertainment. I'll have all the latest headlines. Evan Farbach has the sports.
Connect residents to information.
You can't go wrong waking up fully informed. K1 Morning News on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3, the one you trust. Welcome back to our Tech Talk program. By the way, you can always join in. Telephone still works at 1-800-749-5953. Charles Miller, Charles Ball, take it away.
Well, that brings back memories.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah, that's a good song.
That was 1995. I was in São Paulo, Brazil, and we had this friend of the family, because I was down there with family, and he was a marketing student, and he was our interpreter. Because, you know, we couldn't speak Portuguese and they couldn't speak English. But he loved this song. He would just constantly be singing that, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
He was a fun guy.
The guitar lick is really popular.
It's very good.
Yeah, and it was good. I had a friend that used to jam on that with his guitar. And I used to love to sit and watch him play that. But it was just real repetitive, but it was cool. I like that song, but... Anyways, getting back to what we were talking about, because I have this question. You had mentioned a little bit of it right before the break. But when people buy cheap pieces of hardware, let's say you have a little cheap security camera, but it's got a Chinese software package, and they want you to buy cloud space from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much access do they have to your system through your camera?
Well, that's really part of a broader question on any equipment that you buy. Who really has access to that piece of equipment? Because a lot of manufacturers, they have back doors where they can get into, you know, your system or your software that's supposed to stay internal. But, you know, when you have people coming in and going with companies, that stuff gets out, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's why I like having total control over my equipment. Where I don't have any back doors, and I lock it down.
But even with cameras, though, most all of them are made in China.
That's true, and that's why you don't have any control over that, because the software is like that invisible goo that's in there that you can't really interpret. You know, you just. But that's why you have tools like you were describing earlier, like the IP scanner.
Yeah.
Because like with my router tools, I can see who accesses where all my connections are.
Can you see where it's being accessed from?
Yes.
See, that's what I need to get done on mine then, too. I'm going to have to go back in there and look. Because, you know, I do have an IP camera in one of my sheds that monitors some of my equipment that I have there. And it's a 24/7 camera. But I don't buy the cloud space from them.
Mm-hmm.
I have an SD drive in it to be able to gather, you know, like if somebody goes in there, it'll record onto the SD drive. I don't do their cloud space on that camera. Because it's a remote camera. But it does connect to my system, and it does. It's a Chinese-made.
Yeah, well, so is mine. I've got one that's called RioLink, but it has a local hard drive. You know, it's got a DVR, and there is no external. There's external access, but there's no recording. I don't use cloud services. It's all right there because that's one thing I avoid like the plague. It's those subscription services that cost you so much a month that never end. Yeah. It's just like for example, you know, I started off with these Meraki. I think the HP ended up buying them, or I forget where they ended up. But anyway, it's just like you get this router. I went to a presentation and they said, "Well, we'll let you have this one for free for a year." Well, after a year, just like you're paying for that router every year because the cost of maintaining the software and accessing the system was horrible. That's why I got into these Ubiquiti. Even though it is a Chinese-made product, I have total control over it because it has all those functions, but there's no subscription. They don't charge you for software. And that's why the Chinese are kind of running away with a lot of the electronics, sure. Because yeah. they don't charge you that. You know, like Cisco has always been excessive as far as charging you for their licensing and their code, which, you know, I'm sure there's people that keep really high quality maintenance on that software, but do you need to pay for that router every year?
Yeah, you know, see, I mean, and that's why I, with this other camera, did the same. I did away with the cloud because it was so expensive to use their cloud, and I thought, I don't need that. If it records to an SD and you've got an SD card in there that's 64 mm-hmm. gig, you're not going to miss much. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to record it, but it only records on activity. So mm-hmm. if there's activity in the room of any sort,
yeah, it's motion. That's the way I've got mine. And, it's all motion detect.
And man, mine, it works well because, I mean, not long ago in that shed, which is kind of uncommon because that thing's sealed really good, somehow a mouse got in there. And I think it was when we left the doors open for a couple hours working in the yard, something ran up in there. And then it was running around in there, and it triggered that thing somehow upon a ledge. And it recorded this mouse running. You see it was a little tail running through there. So, because it's got night vision and all that, and I'm going, goodness gracious, he ate up all my space on my disk. You know, but it set off my phone, and that's how I knew he was in there, because I saw that on the camera. Oh, there's a mouse in there. And my phone triggered the motion sensor, you know, so it alerted me that somebody was there. So I went in and got rid of the mouse. We got him out of there. And it just was a, you know, it's just kind of a thing where the cloud space wasn't that important. But when you deal with this company, and I bought this camera, it was a really good price, and it's a super nice camera. The battery in it lasts up to 4 months,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to charge it for like 4 months, and it really does actually last that long. And it'll give you a warning when it's getting low, and you can go out and actually do your charging. But I left it in there. But when I first got it, the software, you got this free subscription for a while for that cloud base. You know, it gives you like 3 months free or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the background, you could always hear voices.
Mm.
And they weren't speaking English. But you could hear them slightly in there. So it was like, do they have connection with this camera? Am I getting connected to them in another country? And I'm trying to figure this out.
Well, there's a lot of voice over IP now, you know, like actual telephone traffic on the internet.
Sure.
And I've seen that bleed through where you actually hear conversations, you know, maybe off and on, but it's there. And you know, how do you control that?
I don't know either, and I worry about, you know, as far as who has access, can they get through your camera to your system? But you know, that camera, such a nice camera, that's the only problem I'm having. I wish the U.S. made cameras like this.
Yeah,
but even then, I don't know, could we trust them too? I don't know. Who do you trust
anymore? What kind of brand were those cameras?
Let me look on here while we're talking about it, because it's a really good camera, but it's made by a company called HomeSafe.
Uh-huh.
And
so there's no telling.
There's no telling who's
making them, because there's probably only a handful that actually make them, and then they just brand them with their own label.
They brand it with their own, and
right?
Then, yeah,
but yeah, that's why I like my Real Link, because first of all, I think it was like $260. It was some Christmas special. It had four cameras. It had a 2 or 4 terabyte drive. So, but they were all PoE cameras. So, you know, I just hook up to the Ethernet cable, and it just records. So I just set them all up for motion detect. And I've added a couple since then. So I've got 6 cameras on this thing, and it works great. And if the disk fills up, it just starts overriding the old stuff, and it takes care of itself. But I like that low maintenance stuff.
Yeah.
It's really low maintenance. Because
now, HomeSafe, I'm sorry, is my shop.
Mm-hmm.
And there, it doesn't have any internet connection as far as software is concerned. That's all done by you. It was actually the iCloud. It's called Cloud Edge is the name of the camera. And you can get them on Amazon. They're really a nice camera. They're about $79. But man, that little dude lasts forever, and it takes really good, high quality video. I mean, it's super high quality for just a standalone. And it's, my shed is so far from my buildings that I couldn't run an Ethernet cable to it. So I just run it off of battery and Wi-Fi, and it works great. I mean, that thing's got a great super picture. But again, software on it is what scares me, because it's connected somewhere else too. And I just worry.
Well, that's why we need to set you up with a good router so you can really monitor that stuff. Because that's what I do for my customers. I monitor the network and see what's going on there, because a lot of that stuff's kind of invisible.
Yeah, and you want to make sure that no one's accessing it.
Yeah. But what you need a little bridge that actually goes from building to building.
Sure.
And that way you have a live internet connection, and that way you don't even have to run battery powered, because you could have all Ethernet inside one building and the other, and they're connected directly.
Yeah, I do. I need to work on that infrastructure
this
summer, because when you get buildings, you get excited. You want to have all your stuff working.
All your stuff, sure.
You don't want it connected the way I've got it connected. I'm sure there's all kinds of ways they can get in. Go ahead.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Tech Talk after this 1 minute timeout.
It's that time of year again when Old Man Winter is rearing his ugly head. Be sure your furnace is ready for winter. Carbon monoxide is odorless and deadly. Call Ernest Heat and Air at 918-335-3057. Be safe, not sorry. That's Ernest Heat and Air in Bartlesville, 918-335-3057. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio@BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio@BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date, and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
Welcome back to Tech Talk, and our phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. Charles Ball, Charles Miller, take it away, guys.
Hey, one thing I brought my gadgets with me, because I've been experimenting with 5G.
He's got a bag of gadgets.
Yep. And it's called a 5G MiFi.
MiFi.
It's made by this iSego. And they finally came out with a 5G hotspot for my T-Mobile setup.
Okay.
And because I had a little hotspot where I was using the 4G, and I was maybe getting three or four meg downloads and maybe a half up.
Yeah.
You can't stream anything with that. I mean, the internet service is going to be spotty at best. You might be able to read email, but you can't do it for much.
Mm-hmm.
You
sure
can't do much on there. This guy.
That's the size of a brick.
It's a little bigger, and it looks like kind of like a phone, but it gives me about 25 meg download and about, I think it's 5 or 6, I think up to 10, you know, it just depends.
Upload is much faster.
But it's good. I mean, you could stream. You could actually use this as your internet service for, if you don't, because I've got some friends that are in the neighborhood not too far from me. They don't have access to Cable One, AT&T, BartNet, none of those guys. So they were isolated, but their cell phones worked. Huh. So that's why I'm going to go over there and test this over there just in a little bit and see how well that works. Because, there's a lot of people that live in isolated areas that have no internet, and they want to watch their Netflix and their Prime movies. And so this is a nice option to do that. And like with T-Mobile, they have a deal where they give you, I think it's 100 meg, or it's 100 gig, traffic for like $50 a month.
Wow.
You know, so typically you may use 5 or 6 a day, which, you know, you could run over if you watched a lot of movies.
Yeah.
But for most people, it would be just fine.
And that thing's pretty inexpensive to run, I guess.
Well, it's just, like I say, it's $50 a month for 100 gig.
Wow. That's pretty good.
That's not bad. But the speed finally is reasonable enough. You could use it as your regular internet connection.
Sure.
That's what I've been. So, because the next one I'm going to get actually will be a router. But I was just testing the 5G service, because T-Mobile and Sprint, when they merged, all of a sudden they got this surge as far as the amount of bandwidth you can get here locally. And you can go to the T-Mobile site and look and said, we really have good coverage because I think their antenna is over in Southport, you know, which is just south of town there. And so that's close to me, so it works well.
You know, the problem with like a metal building, and some guys call me all the time that have internet service problems with metal buildings, because the antennas, they just don't work in metal buildings. It's really hard to get good reception, especially if you're streaming via, you know, Wi-Fi. You cannot do it in a building like that. So I had a, my building has a big, huge, big screen TV up on the wall. And I like to watch something if I'm working in there, have something like the news playing or whatever. But you could never get TV in there unless you had cable come out and install a signal there. So I would always stream it, and I would stream like a movie or something, just have it playing up there. But even then, it would lock up in the middle of streaming because there just wasn't enough bandwidth.
Well, one thing you can do, like the reason I'm going to change to a router here to test that out, is they'll have an Ethernet, so you can hook it into your regular router, and they have a what do they call them? They're antennas that you can run a cable and just run it up to your, you know, to the outside.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And that way you actually get the signal like you would get outside the building.
Sure.
To take care of that.
Well, my friend Jimmy, you know, Williams, he came by and at Christmas gave me an antenna for television that, you know, you can do those DTV really high-end picture.
Oh, yeah.
And I put the antenna outside there. And, man, you get a great signal in there. And you can watch news and things, but it's all local stuff mainly. But, yeah, it's really nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to sometimes think outside the box.
You do. Well, you can get pretty creative with this stuff because electronics kind of gives you some flexibility on, you know, how you hook things up. And that's where it helps to kind of get the noggin going and put it to work.
Very good.
Yep. All right.
Well, we got about a minute or so left here, guys. Charles, first of all, welcome back, Charles Ball, after your little bout with everything.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I hit the wall, you know.
Yeah.
I had this COVID thing that slid right into pneumonia, and that's what took me out for January, you know.
Yeah.
I was just down for the count.
Yeah.
So I'm just glad to be up and around.
That was the same with me when mine hit, which was right after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I was down with that COVID, and then it hit the pneumonia. And I'm still suffering with the pneumonia thing because, boy, it gets in your lungs and
You can't breathe well. It takes a while to get that back, and that's what I'm doing. I'm just trying to build my muscle mass back because, you know, being down for a while, I was pretty active, and boy, you know, I can't hardly do half the stuff now.
Welcome to my world. Yeah, I've been suffering with this. You know, I sit all day because I work in an office where I'm just sitting fixing things, and so exercise is one of those things I do every day.
Yeah,
I get up even through that COVID though. The entire time I walked my dog morning and night, so I was still getting up whether I could breathe or not. I told her I'm going.
Matt, I was told for a while there the dog was walking you.
Well, she does actually. She does actually walk me. That's not a joke. She's pretty strong.
Charles Mall, where can we find you?
ITVillage.one.
And you can find me here at KWON's building at NBR Electronics downstairs.
All right, gentlemen, I want to thank you both for braving the fog and everything else and coming in here today. You've been listening to our Tech Talk program, and we've got news coming up in just a few moments from the network. Also, our local news will give you an update on the weather. And, of course, we've got the Green Country Gardener coming your way as well. Please stay tuned.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's.